Yeah, well, and if we're talking about specifically to people in our district and those who voted for Donald Trump, here's my view on that. He talked about jobs leaving our country. And, you know, when we're not too far off from Galesburg right here and know that that Maytag plant closed 13 years ago this fall and that the wages in Knox County still have not recovered, I understand that hurt. And when he's talking about making America great again, he had some good words, and families are still going through hard times. Our unemployment rate is down, but it doesn't account for the fact that there are still so many people working part-time jobs and making less than what they made when they were working full-time jobs and were with, you know, United Auto Workers or one of the other labor organizations, or were just where they were able to take family vacations and be able to live a better lifestyle. So I understand that. And again, right now, though, I'll hold the president accountable. I'll work with him where I can. But I don't want people to feel once again that there's a politician out there that's made promises and hasn't done anything to deliver on it. So, I believe in people holding me accountable. And I believe in holding people in my own party accountable and also the President of the United States. But we've got a lot of work to do.